Well, what we're hearing from a lot of folks is that they're still going to travel, but they're going to travel differently than they've done in the past. They're much more economically minded. They're going to be looking for travel bargains. They're going to be trying to camp out. They're going to travel in groups. They're going to do anything they can to have an enjoyable vacation while saving money at the same time.
What about those big vacations that require a flight? Are fuel prices stopping people from going places, far away places?
AAA is projecting that about 25 million Americans are going to travel overseas this summer, but they're also going to try and be as economical as they can because, you know, as you know, the American dollar is pretty much at an all-time low. So people will still travel. We think the skies will be fairly crowded this summer, but definitely much more of people's discretionary income is going towards these trips. They'll have less for other things, and they're less likely to buy souvenirs once they get to their destinations. And they're looking at, you know, perhaps downgrading a room to a less expensive room and, you know, having a bigger meal at lunch versus at dinner when dinner prices are more expensive. So any way they can, they're going to be cutting costs.
Are people starting to look at other types of transportation, such as the train, you know, Amtrak, to avoid the driving?
We think that Amtrak, certainly AAA, our surveys have shown that people are showing more of a willingness to take either, you know, Greyhound bus, Amtrak, carpool with somebody else. You know, the glory days of people taking a two-week vacation in July and heading out for 2 weeks to the beach, those days are pretty much gone.
I'm wondering, the hotel industry is a pretty mercenary industry. They're really going after travelers. I wonder what they're doing to encourage people to travel now with this new wrinkle in people's budget.
A lot of the hotels, the big hotels, what they're doing in many cases is offering like discount cards. They're offering, you know, gas cards. Everybody is trying to do what they can to attract tourists to come back and go out there and spend. Even though gas prices are record highs, tourism is one of the backbones of the economy of this country. So people want to get out and also they want to enjoy their vacation.
Trucking companies are starting to slow down to try to save a little fuel. And I've heard about it, although I haven't actually seen that some people are actually slowing down their cars on the highway. Is that becoming a common trend?
You know what, AAA, we're seeing that more and more. And this is advice that we've been giving for years. You know, slowing down on the highway and even city driving, just 5 miles an hour can really improve your fuel economy. And people, we've said this for years, but now that gas prices are looking at $4 a gallon, people are starting to, you know, follow this advice, trying to, you know, ease up on the gas pedal, avoiding those jackrabbit starts and stops. And you can see people are trying to be a little more conservative and thinking conservation when they're driving.
So, Nancy, I want to ask you a personal question. What have you been doing differently because of these higher gas prices?
You know, yeah, truly what I do, and I have been doing this, I've made a point of it. When I'm in line, like at the bank, I turn my engine off. It's just those little things, turning your engine off, and I do try and think conservatively, you know, plan your trips, you know, so you can go around and not go out one place in the morning and somewhere else in the afternoon. And I really do make an effort to do that because you can, you know, reduce your gas costs. And also what I've been thinking about doing, some of my colleagues have also thought this, you know, maybe we should start carpooling even one day a week. That would save some money.